Chapter 3. The dawn chorus started long before the sun came up, an orchestral score to Ben's rising from bed, showering, dressing, and trying to have breakfast. He couldn't eat, stomach in knots that pulled themselves tighter at the mere thought of food. Worse so when he actually laid anything edible out in front of himself. By the time the sun was up, he was in his car, key in the ignition waiting to be turned. He told himself again, this was what needed to be done. It wasn't just vengeance. It was justice. The engine grumbled to life reluctantly, as if it were an avatar of the voice he had been trying to suppress. He ignored the car's grunts, shifted into gear, and pulled out from the driveway. His eye was on the speedometer more than normal, ensuring that he was maintaining the speed limit as he headed south on the North Circular. Nothing was going to stop him. Nothing, apart from traffic. Ben cursed himself. Rush hour was the one thing he hadn't prepared for. The last time he had gone down to scout the location was by train. The time before it was by bus. The time before that was by cab, and all in the middle of the day. It was a preventative measure to ensure his car didn't show up on the automatic number plate recognition system before it was time to act. Until he started binge-watching police dramas, Ben didn't even know that ANPR even existed. Cameras across the country, spying on every car, monitoring every number plate as they traveled along almost every road. If he had driven there on his reconnaissance trips, all it would take was for some cop to look at the footage, see his car, run it through the system, and they would see he had driven there multiple times. A suspicious thing, indeed. Public transport was the smarter alternative, and he knew that. But now that he was stuck in traffic, it did not make him feel better. If he were late,